Shinran Shonin said, "It is hard for us to abandon this old home of pain, where we have been transmigration for innumerable kalpas down to the present, and we feel no longing for the pure land of peace, where we have yet to be born. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu." How are you doing in these days? You know, last October, I went to Japan for an enjoyable trip for 10 days. But when I returned home, it was night, with no one else there. When I arrived at home, it was dark. So, as I stepped up carrying my luggage into the house, I tripped, felt, and banged my right big toe terribly. Oh boy, that hurt. Soon it was swollen, brushed, and dark blue. The next day I went to the clinic and had an x-ray taken. Fortunately, I hadn't broken a bone. The doctor applied some cool paste, which eased the pain. But I couldn't go anywhere for 3 days. I never thought I would be hurt by stumbling. Then I truly realized that I am getting older every day without fail. This realization might be said to be one of transformation. Remember the American hero Superman? There is also a Japanese hero called the Masked Rider. When they transform to fight for justice, they do a certain action. Clark Kent enters a telephone booth and instantly changes into Superman. And the Masked Rider took a certain pose and then he said, "Henshin, transform," and he changed into the Masked Rider. These heroes are transformed by their will, mind, and intention for justice. The metamorphosis, which means transformation, was written by Franz Kafka of Germany. This story was about a man who woke up one morning and changed into a huge insect without any cause, and struggled with this unreasonable transformation. The teaching of the Buddha is that all things and circumstances that exist in this world arise due to causes and conditions, which means that if you do a good deed, you receive a good result. If you do a bad thing, you receive a bad result. But these conditions and situations are very complicated and vary within a wide range, so that the results don't always meet in expectation. But if you live full of blind passion, such as greed, anger, and ignorance, you must be reincarnated, a transformation in which greed leads to becoming a hungry ghost, anger leads to become an asura, evil spirit fond of fighting, and ignorance leads to hell. This reincarnation might be explained the way a chick develops in an egg, or the caterpillar develops into a butterfly. These creatures might be said to be transforming. The essential of Jodo Shinshu say that by the power of the Nembutsu, at the end of life, we will be born into the Pure Land and attain Buddhahood, returning at once this delusional world to guide other people to awaken. We will be born into the Pure Land and attain Buddhahood means our transforming into Bodhisattva. You know, last year, October 13, Hawaii Beijing observed the temple building's 100th anniversary. We held the Chigo Parade, traditional children parade, in which 26 children and families participated. They arrived at the temple at 7 a.m. and prepared to wear their costumes and makeup. Then each one had a commemorative picture taken to remember that day. They all participated in the Chigo Parade. Since they had never experienced this before, some of the children felt nervous. Some children were tired, fussy, or fretful. Therefore, parents and grandparents were concerned. One child, in particular, must have truly hated to wear his Chigo costume. During the preparation time and at the start of a parade, he arrived without any clothes. I asked his grandmother, why didn't he like to wear his costume? She said unhappily, my grandson is very sensitive to heat. Even at home, he doesn't even want to wear a t-shirt. Today, I wanted my grandchild to wear a nice Chigo costume, take a picture, and participate in the parade. I wish that someday he would look at the picture and then become a divine Buddha's child. Then I realized that the relationship between grandmother and grandchild was like the relationship between Buddha and myself. Amida Buddha promised, if, when I attain Buddhahood, the human endeavors in my land should not all be the color of genus gold. May I not attain perfect enlightenment. This means that Amida Buddha already accomplished the cause for us to be born into the Pure Land and to become Buddha. When sentient beings, upon hearing the Buddha's name, realize an interesting hurt, enjoy with even a single thought of Buddha, direct their merit with sincere mind and aspire to be born into the land. Then they all attain birth in the land and dwell in the stage of non-retrogression. This means that Amida Buddha already created the cause for us to be born into the Pure Land. This is like wearing a costume for Chigo. However, we are attached to our lives, where we are living freely without any reflection. This might be said as Shinran Shonin said, it is hard for us to abandon this old home of pain where we have been transmigration for innumerable kalpas down to the present, and we feel no longing for Pure Land or peace where we have yet to be born. Therefore, once again, let's listen to the original meaning of a Nembutsu and open our heart to will, mind, and intention. Namo Amida Butsu. 南無阿弥陀仏。